This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
This morning, and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It is Friday, the 15th of September, 2023, and you are on the clock with Erin Green. On the clock, we engage organizations, institutions, social and cultural leaders, and ordinary people to better understand the impact of public policy, private sector development, and emerging social and consumer trends. It's a Sports Friday with Eric Sawyer III. As we wait for him to get into the studio, I have some trivia questions for us today, the on-the-clock sand dollar trivia giveaway. Every day for the next month, we'll be giving away sand dollars to digital wallet holders. Every week, players can win $30 in sand dollars. To be eligible to win, you must have a digital wallet and answer the trivia question correctly. When you call in, give the producer your name and number and your wallet information. Wallet provider, custom name. If you answer the question correctly, you'll be transferred back to the producer to confirm that information. Again, listeners are restricted to one transfer for the duration of the competition. You can only win once. One of my winners yesterday, I have to apologize. You won early in the competition, and unfortunately, I cannot award you a second prize. So that means we've got five prizes on the deck for today. We're giving away $150 in sand dollars. Here is the first question of the day. All you got to do is name a KB song. All you got to do is name a song by KB to win $30 in sand dollars. All right, I've got another quick notice for you. Calling all junior and senior high students. You can win a brand new iPad for the new school year. Enter the Plato Alpha Design Essay Competition. All you have to do is write a strong and convincing essay on the topic, What Does Going Digital Mean to You? For junior high students, your word limit is 1,000 words. For senior high students, your word limit is 1,500 words. To enter, email your essay along with your name, school, and grade level, as well as your parents' contact information. Send all of this info to alpha@platoalpha.com. alpha@platoalpha.com by today, Friday, September 22nd. Today is the 15th. A whole week away. I thought I was out of time to write this essay. Arlington, I can borrow that uniform you say your sister leave. I getting in this competition, buddy. Email alpha@platoalpha.com. That's alpha@platoalpha.com by Friday, September the 22nd. The winners will be announced on Guardian Radio on September the 29th. The winner for each category walks away with a brand new iPad. It's the Plato Alpha Essay Competition powered by Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Dear texter, you got the correct answer. You better have a sand dollar wallet by now. You'll be sending me correct answers all the time. Good morning, Mr. Sawyer.
Good morning. How are you?
I am good, thank you.
That's excellent.
I am very excited.
Listen, the NFL is back.
I'm a winner. The Dolphins are winners. I'm a winner.
Sardians.
Guess what? Before we get into the sports segment of the show, I want to make an announcement. It's a very special announcement to me. The Agrarian Awards, the first ever Agrarian Awards. That's awards for farming, people who grow things, right? Will be the first ever, will be tomorrow evening, 7 p.m. at Margaritaville. I'm very, very excited, Mr. Sawyer, because I have been nominated for an Agrarian Award this year, first year.
Yeah?
Yes, sir?
Congratulations.
Why, thank you.
Congratulations, my dear.
I've been nominated in the category Governor General Community Farmer of the Year. And I've been nominated along with Huel Moss from Treasure Key Community Aquaponics Farm in Abaco, Treasure Key. Kiraj McKenzie from Beat and Teach Clinic Farms in New Providence. And then,
that sounds like some Beat and Teach?
Yeah.
That sounds like some old school 1970s karep.
That sounds like slash and burn. You know what that sounds like? We can start. Do you know how to move rocks? See, at first you think this is just struggling. But you know how to, you need to know how to move rocks and build small rock walls to protect your plants, right? And your farming area. Oh, so yeah, I like it. Beat and Teach Clinic, Treasure Key Community Aquaponics Farm, and Aaron Green on behalf of Seasonal Sunshine Bahamas. After the awards, I'm inviting everybody down to the station so we could talk about the work that we do and why we were nominated for these awards. Along with the Prime Minister's, the Governor General Community Farmer of the Year Award, there's the Female Farmer of the Year Award.
Uh-huh.
And in that category, we've got Shavara Roca Enias from Chicchani Farms, and they are based both in New Providence and Andres.
Okay.
Whitlin Miller from Sunset Organic Farms, one of your favorite farmers from the Gladstone Road Farmers Market. Norma Udell Roberts, Mama Bling Farm, Grand Bahama High Rock. And Kavita Grebe in Duncombe Coppice, South Andres.
Wow, but they found some people.
Right. Four women committed to farming. Andres, Grand Bahama, New Providence, and Andres. Again, South Andres and North Andres. This is excellent. So, next category, Male Farmer of the Year. Terrence Roberts III from Berkshire Bahamas, Grand Bahama. Sydney St. Clair, down to Earth Adventure Farm, New Providence, that's on Cowpen Road. T.I. Gideon, Gideon Farms in Abaco, and Christopher Higgs, Higgs Organic Farm Products in New Providence. Then we have the Prime Minister's Youth Female Farmer of the Year, Frederica Dames from Deluxe Farm Company, South Andres, Dior Ray Scott. That's our athlete, Mr. Sawyer.
Yeah.
Dior Ray Scott, Grammy.
She into this.
Judy's Organic Poultry Eggs. See, she have a secret weapon. She got to chase chickens all day.
That's how she's so fast.
Lone training. Takia Bain, Alfram Elite Kingdom Farm in New Providence. And again, Kiara McKenzie from Beat and Teach Clinic Farms, New Providence. This is a family affair. Her father is Kierge M. McKenzie, who was nominated in the Governor General's Community Farming category. And Prime Minister's Youth Male Farmer of the Year, Kobe J.D. Forbes, New Century Farming, New Providence and Long Island. Devontae Roll, again, Alfram Elite Kingdom, Exuma, Black Point. Ventoy Mario Bethune, VIP Farms, Vacations in Paradise, New Providence. I'm excited about that. That sounds like a agriculture tourism experience.
That sounds like it.
Like you could go out in the morning and pick the eggs for your breakfast.
And ain't nothing wrong with some good fried eggs, and a side of bacon, maybe some toast.
Look here, and some island bread made with local coconut, and then you can pick your little piece of broadleaf thyme, little piece of thyme, little piece of cilantro, little piece of parsley to throw in the eggs to make it fancy. I hope we get to invite Ventoy, Mario Bethune, VIP Farms, Vacations in Paradise, and Tyreek Fowler, New Providence. So you guys, if you heard your name this morning, I can be reaching out to you tomorrow evening to arrange for everyone to come on the show in varying times so we could talk about what it is we do and why we have agrarian awards. I don't want to talk, see, Mr. Soy, I wanted to talk a bit about what we do, but I don't want to talk about it in the absence of the other, in the absence of the other farmers. Let me get to the phone line quickly. Good morning, caller. You're on the clock.
Well, Aaron, I don't want to sidetrack you, but you always encourage us to do good on the streets of the Bahamas.
Yes, sir.
And I would just would want Faki to call in, talk show, and to apologize. His attitude with the tourist the other day. My wife had to apologize.
Okay, I got you.
Yeah, so tell Faki, please call in and apologize, okay?
Okay, I got you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right.
Sparky, the space has been created for you to call in and apologize. I got another caller on the line. Good morning, caller. You're on the clock.
Morning. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How you doing?
I'm good. I'm good. I'm actually calling from North Carolina.
Okay.
Good morning.
And, I always listen to the show. I think this is my first time calling on your show, Aaron, but I do listen.
Thank you. Thank you.
And hello to Mr. Soy as well. I wanted to find, I heard you talking about the different persons who were nominated.
Yes.
For the Garion Award.
Yes.
And I wanted to say I'm not a star loser or anything.
Mm-hmm.
But I nominated my uncle, who does, he does poultry eggs, farming, whatever, on the Prince Charles area.
Okay.
And I nominated, did all the applications, but nobody even sent an email to say, hey, he was not nominated, his farm was not nominated, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
That would have been, to me, that would have been like, yes, he did all of the other persons who were coming on. And when I heard they doing all of these interviews with different people,
mm-hmm.
I'm like, I guess they already chose people. But nobody sent any email to the ones who didn't get it to say, hey, next time, you know, we've already chosen person. That would have been the professional thing for whoever the organizations persons are. That would have been the professional thing to do. And send that so people could be encouraged too.
Right,
you know?
I was about to say. It encourages people to try again next year.
Yeah, yeah.
What is your uncle's name?
Glenroy Rule. And I'm searching his the name, and I'm so sorry. I'm searching the name of his farm right now in our group.
Listen, that's Glenroy, the egg farmer?
Yeah.
The second hottest working man in the Bahamas, because the two hottest working men in the Bahamas both work at Atlantis.
Yes, that's my uncle.
There you go.
My uncle. He really did a good job. I think I smiled by the name of the farm, and nobody in the group can't help me tell me the name. But yeah, he like I said, he's really bought that. I saw that from scratch where he brought that from, and not that I'm not saying that he should get it or anything like that.
Yeah,
and hats off to all those persons who were nominated, and hats off to you. They do an excellent job in the farming, you know, because that is those farmers and everybody else who are in the category or whatever. They do a good job. And I'm not calling us a sour loser or anything. I really don't want persons to get that impression.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm really calling to say it would have been professional for them to send a letter, something to say, hey, you didn't get it, next time, something, 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 that sort of thing.
Yeah, and
but I want to say he's doing a good job with it. And, you know, we are proud of him as a family, you know, that he's able to, you know, do that and still be able to work, you know, what he's doing and that sort of thing. And he has some good eggs and some pretty chickens.
Yeah. Listen, we hope that the awards committee includes in the booklet a list of everyone who was nominated, right?
Yeah.
That would be excellent.
Yeah.
A list of everyone who was nominated and then your finalists.
Yeah.
Right? And then your winners.
Yeah.
That would be excellent.
Yeah, that would be good. That would be definitely good. But you have a nice day. And I know, like I said, I listen all the time. I listen from the morning. I think I do a lot of listening. I tell persons, I think I told Dwight one time on the show, I listen because I live in North Carolina because I want to know what's happening home. Because home is always going to be home, even though I live here.
And
you know,
radio is still the best way to stay connected.
Yeah, and all of my family be like, LeVay, how you know this? I said, man, you guys are not listening. I listen all the time. I listen to news, you know, so, you know, just, and I work from home, so I'm listening and working the same time. So, yeah, But anyway, thank you so much. And that would be a good thing if they did name persons in the booklet for those persons who are out there, you know, still doing and doing some good work.
Yes, ma'am. In fact, yes. I say, let me say.
You have a good day.
Yes, cousin.
You too.
He's cousins now.
Yeah. Okay.
Absolutely. Good morning, cousin Glenn, one of the hardest working men in the Bahamas. You think taking care of his chicken babies is like just one of the things that he's constantly doing. Okay, let me get through. Producer, let's check that call for trivia. Let me read some text. Great show as usual. Text for you. Prepare for this question. Why is the running back position in football no longer popular? I got some more football questions coming up for you. What is the minimum amount of monies I need to open a sand dollar wallet account? You don't need any money to open the account. That's the beauty of it. You don't need to put any money on it to open it. But when you open it, you can put a dollar on it. You could start by putting a dollar on it, right? Mr. Sawyer, someone asked, what do you think about the president of Botswana's visit to the Bahamas? But unless Botswana have an NFL football team, I don't know if Mr. Sawyer is focused on that right now. Because the 49ers did some trouncing this weekend. And I know he ready to talk about that. But let me get
chomping
to this.
Chomping the bits. Yeah, man. Get the caller.
Producer, let's go to the caller. Good morning, caller. You're on the clock.
President, good morning, Mr. Reed.
Morning, Sparky. How you do?
Right. Yeah, I was really wasn't listening. I was busy doing something, preparing for something else, and I heard a voice come in there says, Sparky must apologize for something. I didn't hear the conversation as to what I should be apologizing for. You could enlighten me as
well. Okay then, Sparky, but that, don't watch nothing. Don't watch nothing. We can leave it right there. Thank you, though, for calling in. I have a text here that says, Sparky doesn't have to apologize to any of us. Whatever he did, it's done. All right, I got a text here. Texter, send me your wallet information. 1KB song, All the Meat. All the Meat.
But that's a powerful song.
Classic KB song.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about self-love and identity, sense of self.
It is. All the meat. It is.
Love it. Mr. Sawyer, it's sports time, and I know we chomping at the bit to talk football, right? But give me a moment to run through a little bit of local sports before we get in.
We're going to talk about the election thing.
Well, I mean, really.
I mean, just skim over it then.
Personally.
Skim over it.
Right, so Bahamas.
We already know who's going to win, you know. So, you know,
Olympics
on.
Committee is having their elections this weekend, right? There's the positions of president and secretary general will be unopposed, so the incumbents will be returned to office.
Boom.
But there are 17 people running for 6 vice president spots. In today's Tribune, they highlight the women that are offering for the vice president spots. We've got Jennifer Isaacs-Dotson, Catherine Ramsing-Pierre, Oriah Wood-Knowles. We've got Gina Roll, and then some other names running. We've got Robert Butler from Taekwondo, Dramiko Archer from Athletics, Brian Clear, and Moses Johnson from Basketball, Joseph Smith from Volleyball, Algernon Cargill from Swimming, Theodore Sweeting and Shane Albrey from Baseball, Cora Hepburn from Gymnastics, Ramsing-Pierre again from Equestrian, Sean Bastian, Handball, Clarence Rule, Wrestling, Laurie Roach, Triathlon, Roy Colebrook, Cycling, Vincent Strawn, Boxing, and Darcy Ramming Sr. from Judo. Ramel Knowles, again, is running for president. Daron Donaldson, Secretary General, again, those are unopposed. Dorian Roach is also running unopposed for treasurer. What's interesting about the story, just very quickly, is Dramiko Archer is running unopposed. See, he's running unopposed because the last elections, 4 people from the athletics arena ran, had a split vote, and I think no one from the athletics arena was appointed to the Olympics committee. Given the prominence of athletics, track and field, in the Bahamas, the track and field world feels that it's of utmost importance to have a representative on the Olympic Committee. So the entire track and field community has put their support behind Dromico Archer.
Yes, sir.
In this election.
He was here at one point this year.
Yeah, he came to the show. Mm-hmm. We ain't got nothing to argue about there. I just saying, y'all put two up. Just put two up. It's okay. Baseball got two. Basketball got two. Yeah. Athletics should have two.
Yeah. Because so you need somebody to bounce your ideas off of.
And because of its prominence.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're glad to know that the track and field world has put their support behind one person to the point where Mike Sands from NACAC say, look here, if y'all put my name up, just know I'm going to withdraw. I'm going to withdraw in support of Archer. That's very good news. All right, sailing champions Paul D'Souza and Craig Ferguson II claimed first place at the 2023 Bahamas Ilka Nationals. That's in yesterday's Guardian. They emerged as champions at the combined 2023 Bahamas Open International Laser Class Association Nationals this past weekend. They were at Montague Bay. Andrew Higgs, the fleet captain, was impressed with all the sailors, but particularly the efforts of the youth sailors. And following this competition, the 2023 Bahamas Open Ilka Nationals, the next event for the sailors will be the Cecil Cook Regatta at the Nassau Yacht Club, November 4th through 5th. Team Bahamas optimistic after first window. The Bahamas senior men's national soccer team just completed its first window of the 2023-2024 CONCACAF Nations League. Bahamas lost both matches, 6-1 Puerto Rico and 3-2 loss to Guyana, but it was definitely an improvement.
I saw the Puerto Rico game. Yeah. They played hard.
Yeah.
They played really hard.
The score is not a reflection of their effort or their talent.
No.
There you go. And we heard from our reporter Simba, who was on the ground in Guyana, that they put up an awesome show.
See that?
They had the Guyanese people, I think Bahamas scored first. Mm-hmm. They had to go call half of Guyana into the stadium to deal with the Bahamas.
Make sure I say make it louder.
Yeah. But the Bahamas put up a tremendous effort. Now, the Bahamas only has to win their four remaining matches to move forward. But I tell you, the team ain't worried about it at all, especially with the obvious and visible improvement in their gameplay.
Yeah, man, they scoring goals. They just, you know, they're competing and losing 1-0. Like, they're putting pressure on your defense.
Yeah, without a doubt. The Bahamas is in third with 0 points, ahead of fourth place Antigua and Barbuda on goal difference. The match against Antigua and Barbuda at home is set for October 14th, and then they will play in Antigua and Barbuda on October 17th. These are key matches.
Man, the game here, man, we need to all go out and support.
October 14th.
Yeah, all in Bahamian shirts and colors. Whatever color shirt you have. We got plenty of it. We just came out for 50 years.
Independence. Everybody got a shirt.
Yeah, man, everybody got a shirt. Everybody got some colors. One hat, yep. One brooch, one pin, one chain.
We got to go out.
Something, man, some cowbells. Go out there, one drum.
And
go
support. There, man. Listen, in this week's Guardian, there's a story on our Bahamian champion, Donald Thomas. Is Thomas still driven to succeed? Thomas is just a powerhouse. We got to get him on so we could highlight his achievements. He's a four-time Olympian. His 9 world championship appearance matches Chris Brown, Laverne Eve, Jackie Edwards, and Debbie Ferguson McKenzie for the most ever in Bahamian history. Thomas told Cathal Dennehy of World Athletics that he will keep going as long as he physically can. He's won the men's national title in high jump 8 times. And he will go down in history as the most durable and consistent performer for the Bahamas in Bahamian athletics. He's also one of our most decorated athletes ever.
Neil Ben story end, yeah.
Yeah, he's preparing for the Olympics. You see, he's making a run this year.
Yeah, man, if not, why not?
He's going to do well. Here's another young talent we like to shine a light on wherever we can. Xavier Johnson wins bronze in Canada.
I saw it.
Nassau Tribune. As he continues to improve on his career as the next Bahamian judoka to watch on the global stage, Xavier completed the 2023 Pan American Oceania Championships in Calgary, Canada, with a bronze medal in the 60-kilogram cadet division on Friday.
See, people don't understand something. People look at a bronze medal and say, oh, yeah, he come third. He ain't come first. You came third in the Pan American Championships, you know.
Yeah.
You know how many people had to fight to qualify to go?
Thousands.
You know how many people were there now as like major qualifiers?
Hundreds and hundreds.
You're third of all of them, you know.
Yeah. This is
quite an accomplishment. People don't really grasp that because, you know, we Bahamians, we believe in this. Oh, you know, if you don't come first, you last.
Yeah.
What?
No, not at all.
Bruh.
And you can see the prominence or, right, the stature of their success by the response from the international community. We sit here and say, well, this is just a third. The international community celebrates our champions. Although Zavian didn't place in the junior category, he ranks as number 38th in the world as a junior. He is number 38 in the world as a junior. He says he's pleased with his performance overall.
Yeah, I am too.
17-year-old Johnson still has about 7 more tournaments to compete in this year before he begins college at University of Lethbridge in January. Having completed high school at Capstone Academy, where he was the salutatorian. There you go. There you go.
Why, well, I saw your tongue just twisting just now.
Yeah, because I was almost there, and the trip, I didn't make it to salutatorian. Yeah.
Look.
He thanked his mother, Ordain Moss, and his family and friends, the Bahamas Judo Federation, and the Bahamas Olympic Committee for their financial contributions in helping him get to where he is right now.
Boom.
Zavian, congratulations. We love following your story, sir.
Yeah, man. Such a good young man.
Okay, guys. The trivia question for the day. I got a winner there. We're going to switch to our second trivia question of the day since I got my sportsman in studio. Name one NFL football player to win the prize. Name an NFL football player to win a prize. I got my history. See, I got the questions. Sawyer the Third got all the answers. In our sports talk,
name any player.
Any player.
Okay.
To win the prize, I'd be especially happy if it's a dolphin.
A sardine. Get the name right. Sardine.
See, you say that like that means something. You in the home of
they
the sardines.
Stink. They
you
stink.
In the home of sardine salad.
They
steam sardine.
My
sardine and grits.
Yeah.
Sardine and pear.
We don't eat dolphin here. You know, they holding on to 50 years ago. You know, with myself and my very good neighbor Charlie Gator. Good morning, Charlie. We always argue about this. He happens to be a Seahawk fan, so you know that's my nemesis. We in the same division.
Yeah.
But that's still my neighbor. You know, that's my good friend. We argue with this all the time. Why y'all every year? But it's our year. But they start off 3-0, 4-1, 5-2, maybe even 5-1. All of a sudden, but it's our year. Them old dusty, dirty Dan Marino jerseys coming out of nowhere. Oh, boy, this is nah. But we can get it together. We can this, we can that. Y'all don't get it all ends the same way.
Tua can do it this year.
Yeah, I know. He can do it this year. He just ain't gonna do it this year in the playoffs. He can do it. He'll have a great regular season, you know? And I hope he stays healthy, you know, because last year was a very rough year for him, and I don't want to see that happen ever again. But
I imagine
he's very fragile.
I imagine the defensive teams are shaking in their boots seeing Tua come back from that season where he get bounced around like ping pong table.
Shaking in boots. They didn't play. They played a team that have a defense, but they ain't play no real team. Them and the Cowgirls ain't play no real team yet.
In the whole of the last season.
They ain't play no real team yet this year.
That's okay.
Bring on the Niners. Let's see what the Dolphins do. Bring on the Niners. Let's see what them Cowgirls do.
Wait till I check the schedule for the whole season. Anytime the 49ers and the Dolphins play
in the Cowgirls this year.
Are y'all playing the Dolphins this year?
No, we're playing the Cowgirls this year.
Oh, boy. I want the Dolphins.
In San Fran, week 5. No, ma. We don't play the Dolphins unless for some strange, ultimately strange reason they make it to the Super Bowl. Because we game.
Y'all going 49 to 30. Listen, the numbers to call, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, 242-300-5720. Text line powered by BTC 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. Name one football player to secure your $30 in Sand Dollar prize for our digital wallet holders today.
Oh, I might just got myself a text message.
Yes, sir.
Just to remind everybody out there that Anthony Strawn is running in the 200-meter Diamond League final tomorrow.
There you go.
And she's in the running right now when it comes to getting this money. She's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Six on the list, you know?
Okay, that's some money.
And from the same text message, I just got it, the Eagles gonna mash us up again. Brother, we went out. If we had Purdy, Did you not see how, you know, and I respect all Steeler fans. I respect you all. Y'all have six rings, and y'all earned y'all six rings. You're not like
the Chiefs. Yeah, they're not a play team.
You're not like the Chiefs who cheated their way, you know, deflate gate, spy gate, open gate. Y'all get all the gates.
Yeah.
And y'all ring. So I ain't the Chiefs. I respect the Steelers. But we destroyed them from the first drive. From the opening drive, we destroyed them.
Y'all psyched them out.
There was not a game.
Listen, two quick stories before we go straight to NFL. Jones, Jonquel Jones and the Liberty earned second seed.
Yes.
Bahamian professional women's basketball player Jonquel J.J. Jones and the New York Liberty set a new franchise record for wins this year.
It's all because she on the team.
Won't she do it?
It's all because she on the team.
Finishing with 32, but at the end of the day, they still finished as the second seed in the race for the best record in the WNBA this season. They will play the Washington Mystics in the first round of the playoffs that got underway this week. Mm-hmm. Liberty will host the Mystics in the first round. The Mystics made sure of that with a dramatic win in the regular season finale. So the Mystics beat Jonquel Lewis in their last game.
Yeah, that's fine. Jonquel wasn't playing though.
By 1 point.
They was chilling. Like they was chilling.
Right.
But the Mystics don't have a snowball's chance in hell to win.
The Liberty won eight straight and 14 of their last 15 games.
But listen to me. The only team that really could beat them is the Las Vegas Aces.
Yeah.
Them girls in Vegas could play. They could go on Malcolm Park and jam.
Yeah.
Yeah, they could break up
some of them getting ready to dunk.
Yeah, but they could break up some fellas here on the court. Yeah, easy.
She had 19 points. Look at this. 9 rebounds in 30 minutes. In 29 minutes, she shot 8 for 13 from the field and was 1 for from 3 from the deep. She's shooting threes. They were led by Sabrina Ionescu with 20 points, 7 rebounds, and 7 assists. She's vying for her first team title in the WNBA, and this may be her best chance to do it. Well, we could see the Liberty winning with Jonquel Jones.
Yeah, man.
It was a slow start.
Yeah, slow start. She had to get herself, you know, acclimated.
Yeah.
She had a little injury or two to begin the year.
And then she got married. She had to settle into a totally different headspace.
Routine.
Yeah. Without a doubt. Jonquel, he's pulling for you the whole season. Keep it going.
Yeah, man.
All right. Two quick headlines. NFL flag Bahamas hosts successful coaches and officials clinic.
So now we on our way now to being on the map now.
Absolutely.
Uh-huh.
Tom Lenev said, look, it was an excellent time, and he wanted to emphasize the importance of regular yearly continued training and certification for coaches and officials.
Correct.
Last headline before we take a break and then head into NFL, Bahamian Javon Barrett joins NBA's Future Basketball Operations Stars program. Now, I had never heard of this boy before this story.
Me neither.
But listen to this.
Making waves.
He was selected to join the NBA's Future Basketball Operations Stars program for the next 6 months. He graduated Government High School in 2018. That's only 5 years ago. He made his way to Central State University in Wilberforce, Ohio, after obtaining a full ride scholarship to be in the marching band as leader of the Mellophone section. That's all that's all the mellow instruments. That's all the cool, smooth instruments. I don't know what a mellophone is, but this
is for the cool in you.
Look here. To lead the mellophone section for 3 years. Now, with his sights on becoming an NBA scout or general manager, he's happy to join the Future Basketball Operations Stars program. But it gets better. The 23-year-old... his journey started in 2022 with his internship at the NBA's All-Star Weekend in Cleveland. Then he got the opportunity to interact with big names like Shaquille, Chris Paul, LaMelo, and Steph Curry. Then the CSU student was chosen to be a part of the inaugural launch of the NBA's Historically Black Colleges and Universities Fellowship Program. Out of 3,600 applicants. He was one of 60 chosen.
See, this is what people don't seem to understand.
3,600.
3,000 plus people applied. And he's one of 60 that got. Well, you know the odds that is?
Listen, okay. He was in his internship for 6 weeks. And he was offered a full-time position with the Cleveland Cavaliers as junior IT support analyst.
Boom.
He later used networking to his advantage to join the latest NBA program. This boy.
He's him.
Bahamian excellence.
He's him.
Yes.
He's him.
Strategic penetration. You got a plan. You got a focus. And you got good Bahamian brought up, see?
Yeah, man. You got good manners. Manners that carry you far.
Right. And I'm that's sure critical thinking, spatial awareness, empathy, kindness.
And probably was able to cook them some steam mackerel and grits.
I mean, and then fresh tuna salad and grits with pear.
Yeah, a little bit of pear.
Yeah.
Hopefully he took the pear. Hopefully he sneaked the pear over because pear is expensive over there.
Woo-hoo! Producer, it's time to take us to a break. When we come back from the break, play that music so he could hear the dolphins coming. They're coming. They're here. They're here. They already won. We started off the season 1-0.
Let me have myself a conversation with this producer.
Listen, you guys... I will share this text as we go to the break. I want to be fair. He said, they're canned sardines, Aaron. They're canned sardines. They still taste great. You guys stay tuned. You're on the clock with Eric Sawyer III. It's NFL time. We'll be right back.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. Buy your local paper at Freeport Convenience Stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Want to reach your Grand Bahama customers? Then call Barefoot Marketing at 827-4578 or message them for ad rates via their Facebook page. Advertising opportunities now include classified ads too. Keep up with all the latest Grand Bahama news in the Nassau Guardian newspaper every Tuesday.
Always on the go? Missed the show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
Beulah Gal, can you believe this? We are now the patrol queens of the neighborhood.
We now large and in charge. So we need to check out what's going on in everybody's yard. What about that gun that we know that Junior and his homeboys just ran out? Can we report that too?
Of course we can.
But we could be in deep trouble if they find out.
We need to report what we see, Beulah. When you call Crime Stoppers, they just answer your call in Miami.
So then we can report everything? Guns, where they hiding the drugs, who shoot who part of which gang, or who disturbing the peace with a loud music and the motorcycles.
Then our neighborhood will be the best in the Bahamas and everybody gonna want to come live here. And then our house price will go up, gal.
So what we waiting on? What's the number?
If you see something, say something. Let us all pitch in and stop the crime before it's your time. Call 328-8477 from Nassau or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands or text us through the Crack Crime Bahamas app. Stop the crime before it's your time.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Good morning and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. As you can hear, the Niners are in the building. Good morning, E40. Let's talk about sports culture.
Bang, bang, Niner gang, son. See that right there?
Listen.
That right there?
And I don't have a problem playing that song because we are currently surrounded by thousands of miles of water. And you know what's in the water? Dolphins. In fact, I'm going to say good morning to the pod of dolphins that is hang out in the Andros area, in southern mangrove Kiish area, them lovely pods of dolphins that swim through and that oftentimes protect swimmers and divers.
Oh, you got a bunch
sharks.
Of them. Got a bunch of them would be by Grove Holiday. You got a bunch of them would be there by Grove Holiday.
Yeah?
Yeah.
They come to taunt y'all.
Yeah.
Football season, they'll be there.
Hey, wait, listen to me. Them right there?
Okay.
I can't wait for them to get beat this week. They play in the Patriots Sunday night.
They can get beat. Let's go through last week's scores. Chiefs versus Lions. Chiefs pulled it out 21-20. Steelers 49ers. Steelers took a hard hit 7-30. Patriots Eagles 20-25. With the Eagles pulling that one out. Cowboys.
Well, listen, they
40-0.
Yeah,
they 40 destroyed the Giants.
Yeah, 40-0. Yeah, listen, but the Giants, I think I feel they can come out this week. I think this is their week one. I think they still believe they was in preseason mode. You know, I don't quite understand. We need to really go check those Cowgirls, their gloves, because I don't understand
how
the Giants could not hold on to the ball, but the Cowgirls could have.
Listen,
I don't understand.
You think the Giants going to beat the Cardinals this week?
Yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah. There's no Kyler Murray, yeah, man.
Both teams 0-1. Okay, Ravens versus Texans. Texans bring in the same game from last year. They got beat 25-9. Jets versus Bills, 22-16.
The Texans coming. Or the Texans head coach is indeed our former defensive coordinator, Tom D'Amico Ryan.
So we can see a shift in play this year.
They coming. They coming.
Jets versus Bills, 22-16. Browns versus Bengals.
I thought that's going to be a closer game. Let's not skip over that Bills game.
Yeah, yeah.
Because the Jets won that in overtime. It was a serious game. Aaron Rodgers is gone for the season. Yeah, torn Achilles. Four plays into his career as a Jets quarterback, gone for the year. Zach Wilson played an amazing game, especially in the second half.
Yeah.
You know, kind of willed his team to victory. They won on a punt return.
Yeah.
For touchdown.
Wow.
In overtime. You know.
That's Lone Hart.
Yeah, that's Lone Hart. You know, Josh Allen threw three interceptions. You know, so they got a meme going around saying, Josh Allen threw more completions to Jets receivers than Aaron Rodgers did. Yeah, you know, it's like, hey, it was real petty. For those of you Jets fans who live in New York, because there's no Jets fan here, I don't want nobody tell me that there's a Jets fan in the Bahamas. None of y'all is Jets
I almost
fans.
Pulled for the Jets last year.
Yeah, none of y'all is Jets fans, so I don't want to hear it. I feel
I
real sorry for the Jets organization.
I don't pull for the Jets. I fly on Jets as a Bahamian.
So bad that.
But listen, Browns versus Bengals. I thought that was going to be a closer game.
Yeah.
24-3.
Yeah, don't worry about that, man. Man, the Bengals started off last year 0-2, and they still made the AFC Championship game.
There you go.
So even if they lose this week, big deal. Joe Burrow. I forget the boy name. We're number one. On their wide receiver. They have a great connection. They can be all right.
Now look here, Joe Burrow and Mahomes. Are they playing each other this season? Like they ain't worried about other teams, they ain't worried about other stats. They just worried about their performance compared to each other?
I assume so. I can check right now. I assume they're playing each other.
No, but I mean is they not focused on other teams and what other teams are doing. Like for Mahomes, Burrow is his The mark to beat. Yeah, and the same vice versa. So we got Colts versus Jaguars. Jaguars took them down 31-21. Seahawks versus Rams. Rams came back 30-13.
Oh, yeah, they are playing the Bengals. New Year's Eve.
Oh, that's going to be a big game.
Yeah.
In the snow, potentially.
Potentially.
Yeah. Potentially. Bears versus Packers, 20-38. Did you think the Packers were going to beat the Bears like that?
No. No, not that bad. This Jordan Love's first year as a signal caller now for the Packers. I didn't feel like he was going to throw for 3 touchdowns. Like, Jordan Love. But it's the same thing, And when Brett Favre left, nobody heard of this guy from San Francisco named Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
And you see what that played out to be 13, 14 years later.
There you go.
So, yeah.
Falcons versus Panthers. Falcons took them down 24-10. Buccaneers, Vikings, 20-17. I didn't think the Buccaneers were going to win another game.
I didn't think they were going to win another game post-Tom Brady. But, yeah. Hey, Baker Mayfield is back.
There you go. Broncos versus Raiders. Close game. Raiders won by 1 point, 17-16.
That was the best. That was one of the better games of last week. It was a hard fought,
Yeah.
Nitty-gritty kind of game.
All right.
Yeah.
Saints versus Titans, 16-15.
No one cares. Go on.
That's what I was thinking. Saints, y'all got to do something. Get exciting, man. Y'all used to be exciting.
Yeah, I mean, they have, Derek Carr now as their quarterback, so we'll see.
Commanders versus Cardinals, 20-16. And, of course, Dolphins versus Chargers, 36-34.
Sardines versus Chargers.
Listen, high-scoring game. Is that an indicator of positive movement for the Dolphins?
That's an indicator that their defense sucks.
The Chargers defense sucks.
No. The
Chargers were able to score so much.
Yeah.
Well, you there.
And it really it's not gonna be well for the Dolphins when they have to play a real team who have real offense. Like I can give you an example. A speedier defense. And I give them credit, but the Cowgirls have some speed.
Yeah.
But for the last 2 years, we've been able to beat that speed. You just got to hit them right where it hurts, right where the rushes come. We throw screens right over the top.
So back to that question from earlier today, the running back position.
Mm-hmm.
Is this now a throwing game? What happened to the running backs?
It has become a quarterback
focus-centric
league,
Yeah.
And it's sad for the running backs. Like, they can't get paid, And really, well and truly, what we're talking about is millions of dollars, Because you got quarterbacks getting paid $25, $30 million. And they say, oh, well, the running backs are only getting $8 million now. But you give me $8 million to go hit somebody at top speed. I don't care what you get. What? You don't have $8 million?
I for that.
But the market states that you're supposed to get more based on the collective bargaining agreement and what they've worked out for players. They should be getting paid more, but if no team is willing to pay you $13, $14 million, if all they have is $6, $7 million to pay you, and you have your family to take care of,
take it. Yeah, man. Take it and invest smartly.
At that point, you're 26, 27 years old. You've never worked a real job a day in your life. All you know is football.
Take it.
Like, you got to take it.
And go to bed on time.
Like, you got to take it.
So, listen.
So, really well and truly, maybe they need to get together, form some kind of union, and, hold themselves up, because there's some really talented running backs that should be getting paid more to play,
Absolutely. So, most exciting game of week 2, Eagles versus Vikings, Texans versus Colts, Falcons versus Packers, Rams versus 49ers.
Massacre.
Broncos versus Commanders, Steelers versus Browns, Bengals, Ravens, Buccaneers, Bears, Bills, Raiders, Cardinals, Giants, Patriots, Dolphins. Think Dolphins could beat the Patriots?
I think the Patriots should be able to squeak out one against the Dolphins.
I didn't hear what you said. Lions versus Seahawks, Jaguars versus Chiefs, Titans, Chargers, Cowboys, Jets, Panthers, Saints.
Oh, the Jaguar Chiefs game is going to be a really good game. That's a redo of the playoffs last year.
There you go.
That's going to be a very good game.
All right. Couple stories in the paper to close out the show with. Check out the sports segment in today's Guardian.
Oh, yes. And the Eagles won last night.
Yeah, the Eagles won last night.
Yeah. They beat the Vikings last night.
Woo! So they 2-0.
Yeah. Tie Eagles die.
I mean,
Eagles.
That's so mean.
Yeah.
That's so mean.
Yeah.
Make sure I play that 49er song to take us out so I
they can won hear one it. Ring. They won one ring 5 years ago, and you can't tell them they're not a dynasty. Like, I don't understand. Like, your backup quarterback won.
The Dolphins, we haven't won a ring in the century, but we for it. Refer it. Yeah. Strawn signed to Panthers practice squad. Our guy Mike Strawn has caught on with a new team signing to the practice squad of the Carolina Panthers.
He should get
on
to play.
Wednesday.
They don't really have to. They have somebody there. I can't remember the name. They have Adam Thielen. Adam Thielen used to play for the Vikings. They have him there. Because Bryce Young is their quarterback. That's the number one pick in last year's draft.
Okay.
So that's their starting quarterback. So Mike Strawn should be able to see some sort of playing time. You know, seeing that he's a veteran now.
Yeah.
You know, he's played in the league, had catches that actually count and matter. So he should actually get there, man.
Without a doubt. Okay, guys. Thank you to my text winners. I'll be calling you after the show. I was really hoping I could give away this $150 in sand dollars today. You know, as we close out the show, I'm going to say there's lots of news to talk about. So you got to tune in on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday of next week. Not Friday to talk. We got to talk sports on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
More Dolphins.
More Sardian, not Dolphin. And less of that at that point.
It's Cowgirls,
y'all gonna beat the Jets again this week because, you know, Zach Wilson is there. If that was Aaron Rodgers lining up, y'all get beat this week. I want you to know that.
Listen, and for our football fans, October 14th is the date. Get ready to support our national men's soccer team.
Yeah, man, we gotta go there. In name and colors.
Antigua and Barbuda.
In name and colors.
All out of time, producer, play that song, Former.
Yeah,
you
man,
guys,
get out of here on the right note.
Absolutely.
Start our weekend properly.
Stay tuned. I hope that's ocean sounds. Stay tuned. Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Newry is up next. Nine a gang. We're here again. It's been a great time.
Yeah, Carlton Curtis. Yeah, I just see your message. Big up the Dolphins, but big up the Sardians, boy.
As we go out.
Fins down.
As we go out, Deion Sanders, he did it again.
Deion Sanders is now 2-0. He has everybody watching Colorado now.
There you go. Superstar.
Yes, sir.
Anyway, you guys, stay tuned. Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Newry is up next.
Bang, bang, Niner gang. Niner gang. Bang, bang, Niner gang. Against all odds, weather the storm. Built for combat and battle. Young hyenas in uniform. We play no games with the opposite.